Folks, I need to educate you. They don't make the final decisions on sports. First off, the governor's office, state education, and state health department officials have to sign off. Local districts have to sign off. They do implement plans. They do facilitate tournaments. They set up their rules for all the boys and girls sports at high schools in Michigan. And a lot of people saying that they're playing a pass the buck game with the governor right now, you're wrong. I thought MLive.com, and I shared that story, said it the best, where it's up to the governor now. If girls volleyball, boys soccer, and girls swimming and diving will take place this fall all across Michigan, Region 6 and 8 can do it. Regions 1 through 5 and 7 cannot. Mark Yule isn't the guy that decides, you know what, we're in the middle of a health crisis, and I'm going to decide we're going to play football or boys soccer. No. Just like the Ohio governor had to approve fall sports before the Ohio High School Athletic Association could move forward. When the governor of Ohio said yes, they announced, here are sports. What Mark Yule did say yesterday in a conversation aired here on the Huge Show across Michigan, that they're still waiting. The governor's office and state officials have told them within the week they will get clarity or a ruling on boys soccer, girls volleyball, and girls swimming and diving. And we'll have that huge rebound interview later in this broadcast if you missed it, so you can tell your sports parents, friends, administrators, coaches, whoever. We'll have that later in this exclusive statewide broadcast. But you got to get off the Michigan High School Athletic Association's back. Oh, they didn't want to play. They're afraid to make a decision, man. No. They have coordinated with the governor and state health officials since the pandemic began in March when they suspended their winter championships. And they follow the lead of the governor's executive orders. Now, some will say, well, the executive order says fall sports. We got to go to executive order 160. And also, there's some gray area about social distancing, even inside playing games. And they have asked for a couple of weeks for the governor's office to give them a final ruling on it. That's what they're waiting on. They didn't cancel boys soccer yesterday or girls volleyball. We're swimming and diving. They would love for those sports to have started today statewide. And this is the bad side of Twitter, Facebook. Do you really think Mark Yule and the Michigan High School Athletic Association are going to sit here and jack with the kids? They're a not-for-profit entity that runs an incredible program for all sports all across Michigan. They're not into politics. They're into playing. That's a pretty good line. And you have the governor. Hey, they can't just say, the governor goes, well, we're going to give you instructions in a week. Oh, no, we're going to announce tomorrow. Yeah, that would be Bill Simonson if I was running anything. You're going to tell me what to do? Oh, good. You're going to tell me? I'm announcing it right now, just to spite you. So back off on the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can call me an MHSAA butt kisser. I don't care. I know the facts. We've heard Mark Yule. At the MLive.com story, I think Jeff Kimmerly from the Michigan High School Athletic Association media team, he was quoted in that article. And the headline from MLive says it's up to the governor. It is. And Mark said that yesterday in the interview, and people are acting like he canceled boys soccer, girls volleyball, and swimming and diving. Yeah, do I understand that you can get a lap dance in Michigan at a strip club, but you can't swim a lap at a high school swim meet? Do I understand that? Yes, I do. That 11-on-11 soccer can't be played outdoors? I don't get that. And the Michigan High School Athletic Association wanted to move forward on that, but the governor's office and state health officials said, hold on and wait. Because you know why. The minute they okay boys high school soccer, then all of these youth leagues can all play games. That's what everybody's waiting on. The Michigan Youth Soccer Association. There's 18 million soccer clubs and associations in Michigan. You have got to get off the Michigan High School Athletic Association's back. Let's say the governor's office approves boys soccer. I think the outdoor sport with soccer is a no-brainer. You have models where MLS, pros, you've seen it come back, you know, semi-pro soccer. It's been there. There hasn't been any major outbreaks, right? I think the indoor gym part of this executive order situation is the issue. And another thing about soccer, there's not a lot of face-to-face. You're chasing the ball. You're chasing the player with the ball. You're, you know, football's face-to-face. Volleyball, you're looking across the net. I mean, I don't get swimming and diving with a pool with chlorine. I don't. I'm not a doctor. But, you know, swimming and diving, they never touch anything. They touch the wall, and on a relay, the other guy jumps in. Or, well, in the fall here would be the girls. She jumps in. But it's more about the school facilities being open, the indoor. And that's part of it with the school districts. And, you know, have we tested it? Do we know this? And Aaron on the side of caution. So, hey, man, if the seasons get pushed back a week and they start next Friday, I know up north Region 6 and 8 can play right now. And a lot of schools, I guarantee, are calling schools in those Region 6 and 8. And saying, do you want to play a game? But then their school districts are going to have to okay their soccer, volleyball, and swim teams to go north. And you know everybody's been split on this. And Mark Huell has explained that in interviews on the Huge Radio Network, which are available at thehugeshow.net. So just get off their back, man. They're doing everything they can, all right? And the decisions for our state are in the hands of the governor's office and state health officials. End of the day, that's who's running the show.